We're talking about our state parks and reserving your space at one of Wisconsin's natural wonders. It is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. From Apostle Islands to Prairie du Chien's Mississippi River views, from the Kettle Moraine to Governor Dodge State Park, we're learning about prized natural treasures that are right under our feet and how to reserve a campsite. Last year, according to the DNR, almost 18 million people visited 70 state parks and trails. So what is your favorite state park? Which state parks have you explored this summer? What did you see? What did you do? Which parks do you hope to see before the fall? Join in at 800-642-1234. Missy Van Landit is External Relations Chief with the Parks and Rec Management Program at Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. Missy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So when we think of state parks, we immediately go to the heavy hitters. We go to Devil's Lake, Apostle Islands, Lake Superior, Kettle Moraine. What are some of the other popular parks that might fly under the radar?
There are so many, you know, with technically 49 state parks, lots of trails and forests, so many to think about. What I like to tell people is, you know, sometimes in the summer you go to Devil's Lake, but there's so many other properties, five or six others within an hour of that. So some great ones to check out: Pottawatomie State Park. If you're heading up to Door County, everyone thinks about Peninsula, but you can check out Pottawatomie right in Sturgeon Bay. Gorgeous property. Council Grounds. So again, many people might know of Rib Mountain in Wausau.
Yep.
Council Grounds is just north of there. I love their group camp. It's a really nice setup for group camping. Nelson Dewey is a wonderful property. Many people go to Wyalusing over in Grant County to look at Mississippi River, but Nelson Dewey is equally as gorgeous with campsites right on top of the bluff. So lots of wonderful properties out there.
Oh my gosh. So you've given us a taste, but let's start from the top with Pottawatomie. When you go there, what is it like? What does it feel like?
You know, it's gorgeous views of the bay and the lake, wonderful wooded camping, gorgeous trails, lots of different types of trails, a lot of winter interest there as well. So not only camping, hiking, biking, but snowmobiling and cross-country skiing there as well. So just beautiful. You get some of the rock outcropping like you do with the Niagara Escarpment at the other Door County properties, but you also get gorgeous woods, really intimate feeling. Not as many visitors as some of the most popular parks.
Yeah, I was going to say, about how many campsites or how many people might be there in a typical summer weekend?
I believe on a typical summer weekend, you know, you may be seeing in the thousands versus in the tens of thousands at some of the other properties. Mm-hmm. But what's nice about those other properties is you can find yourself alone on a trail, or you can find yourself maybe with a little bit of space in the campground. So it's nice to visit those. They can give you gorgeous views, beautiful amenities without some of the crowds.
Okay, so Rib Mountain State Park near Wausau, this billion-year-old hill, one of the oldest geologic formations on Earth.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. And, you know, one of the neat things there is we've actually added a lot of picnic areas. So many of people, you know, even this weekend, they might be packing up the car right now to head up north. That's a great place to stop, grab a picnic, sit outside with your kids, gorgeous views of Wausau. There's a tower to climb, beautiful, where you can see all those rock outcroppings. You can get a really neat idea of what the hill and the views are there with the trails, and lots of neat open air and enclosed shelters there to explore.
And I didn't take note. What is that other, what are some of those other under the radar properties?
Sure. Council Grounds, which is just north of there. Mm-hmm. It's right on a flowage, so you can put in and do some kayaking up there. Again, wonderful, quiet campground. I can't remember the number, but a very intimate amount of campground space there. Gorgeous historic shelters, some CCC built, Civilian Conservation Corps built structures there, and wonderful trails. Mm-hmm. So again, getting off the beaten path a little bit, that's in Merrill, Wisconsin. And then Nelson Dewey over in Grant County. So many people, if you love Wyalusing but you can't get in there, check out Nelson Dewey. It's great, gorgeous property with Mississippi River Valley views and wonderful fall color. And even better in the winter because you can view tons of eagles that are on the river from Nelson Dewey.
Oh, how gorgeous. We're traveling to our favorite state parks on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Missy Van Landit joins us from the DNR. What state parks have you visited this summer? Which ones are your favorites? Which parks do you still want to explore before the summer ends? Are you making reservations now for next year? Or are you planning a family reunion next year at a park? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Take us to the Sheboygan area with Kohler Andre State Park. What can we do there?
You can do all kinds of different things there. You know, with water levels as high as they are, the beaches do still exist. They may not be as big as they are, but you can certainly enjoy the beach and the lake there. There is a wonderful cordwalk, boardwalk that goes through the dunes, so you can safely access the dunes without damaging any endangered resources there. So I would highly recommend a hike along the dunes. There's a wonderful nature center, lots of picnicking, and there's actually an accessible fishing pier inland on a tiny little lake. So lots of neat things to do at Kohler.
Perro State Park, about 10 miles north of La Crosse. The park's 1,200 acres are in this bluff setting.
Yes. Again, another gorgeous view of Mississippi River. Brady's Bluff is a wonderful thing to hike. They have tons of views of Mississippi River. They've also got the lowlands and the backwaters of the Mississippi. So again, a great place for fall color if you're thinking about planning a trip. Wonderful access to the Mississippi as well. Gorgeous, quiet camping. And they actually just celebrated their 100th year anniversary last year. So they've been on the map a while.
Let's go to Dan now, joining us from Drummond. Hi, Dan.
Hello. For me, because I grew up in Mellon, Wisconsin, there's Copper Falls State Park. If you want to get back to nature, that is the one park to go to.
Oh, Dan, what are some of your favorite memories?
Well, different ones. I mean, it's we used to. It's become part of the park now, and that's Loom Lake. It's called. That's where a lot of the town people used to go swimming in that. Oh. And there's trails all through the park, and they got camping. It's just a beautiful, beautiful park.
Dan, thank you so much. What do we know about Copper Falls?
You know, Copper Falls, I hate to even go there, but one of my top five favorite parks. I love Copper Falls. It's a really complete family-friendly park. So, you know, you are very north, so you're about...
This is near Ashland?
Yep, it's about 30 minutes south of Ashland. So okay. from the southern part of the state, four and a half hours, maybe five. But it's a very complete park, and that Dan's right. It's got Loon Lake. The Friends group there actually rents canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, so you can explore the lake. But you can also hike the trails and see the waterfalls as well, and then a gorgeous little family campground as well.
Oh, that is so neat. One of our followers on Twitter used two exclamation points to emphasize how much they love all state parks. One of their favorites is an island about 30 miles north of Eau Claire, Bruny Island.
Yes. Okay. You know, Bruny Island's unique. It is an island. You go over a little bridge to get there. What I love is telling people, enjoy the journey. The river road that gets you there. It's winding, gorgeous tree-lined road that gets you there. One of our few parks where you can actually camp along the water. So you can bring your kayak or canoe and you can camp and then put right into the river in the backwaters there.
We are exploring the nooks and crannies of our state's amazing natural wonders on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. The DNR's Missy Van Landit is helping us out. She's External Relations Chief with the Parks and Rec Management Program. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Have you tried reserving a campsite for a state park? How did that go? Were you able to find a great site? Do you have trouble getting the weekend you want? What do you think about visiting our state parks? Join in, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more Wisconsin Weekend on the Ideas Network. We're on a tour of Wisconsin State Parks and how to make plans for a campsite for next year, especially at the popular ones. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Nearly 18 million people explored the state parks and trails last year. So what is your favorite state park? Which state parks have you explored this summer? What did you see? What did you do? Did a particular state park experience surprise you in any way? Your stories, your impressions, they're welcome at 800-642-1234. The DNR's Missy Van Landit is our guide. She's External Relations Chief with the Parks and Rec Management Program, and she stays with us. Let's go to the phones now. Carol joining us from Hazelhurst. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Yeah, I think our favorite is has got to be Hartman Creek State Park, which is east of Stevens Point. We love the mountain bike trails. They're really, really, really fun. And they have a great big, huge open field close by to the park where we go and fly our kite.
Nice.
We love to do that. And Waupaca's close by. They have some nice restaurants there, good places to shop if you want to go for an afternoon, and a couple of breweries, too.
Oh, Carol, thanks for setting the scene for us. Hartman Creek State Park.
Gorgeous park, you know, and right on one of the chain of lakes in the state, too. So you can actually have access from the park. There's a little dock, and you can explore the chain of lakes. And, you know, again, another very complete park, camping, hiking, biking, equestrian trails, a beautiful beach with a concessionaire that sells goods for you. So a wonderful little park nestled in southeast Wisconsin.
Love it. Well, let's go back to Door County now. Newport State Park was Wisconsin's only formally designated wilderness park.
Great place to see the night sky. It's, you know, dark sky property, so it's a great place to go and see the Milky Way if you're into that or into photography. Wonderful trails, lake access, inland trails and big lake trails, as well as really hiking, nice remote camping as well opportunities.
You briefly mentioned Wyalusing State Park near Prairie du Chien. Perhaps a little bit harder to get in there? What's the
attraction? It may. You know, it was a little hidden gem in the last few years, but people are finding it now. It's, you know, with gorgeous views of the Mississippi, wonderful camping opportunities, a park that has a lot of neat archaeological features, which draws people.
Native American mounds.
Exactly. And some unique mound formations that are found nowhere else in the state.
And also some civilian conservation corps buildings, I understand.
Yes, wonderful historic park, lots of neat little shelters and open-air shelters, enclosed places that were built by the CCC.
And an astronomy center. So
yes, one of the only ones in the state on state park lands.
Very cool. So the DNR recently adopted a new fee system that raised entrance and campsite prices at popular state parks like Devil's Lake. Is that helping drive people to more of these under-the-radar hidden gems?
In some cases, it is. You know, and especially when it comes to camping, because we've actually reduced rates on some properties for camping, especially during the week and during the what we call shoulder seasons of spring and fall.
So for really popular parks, how far in advance should people book these campsites?
You know, for electric campsites, many people are booking 11 months out, which is the furthest or closest that you can book campsites. So the Devil's Lake, Peninsula, Kohler, Willow River. People are booking those electric sites 11 months out. But you know what I tell people and what the little online secret is? People have plans and they have families and they cancel. So you should always be checking because campsites may become available at your favorite property.
Oh, so kind of, you know, check once in a while,
exactly.
You know, from here and now because something might pop up.
Yep.
The DNR awarded the contract for its campsite reservation system to a new company last year. How has that new system been working out this summer?
You know, it's been working great, and we've gotten a lot of really positive feedback, much more searchable options, and you can search by map, and it's got different color coding. And I think the best thing that people like is actually the reservation fee is a little bit lower. So it's been working really nicely. We've uploaded a lot of refreshed information about the campsites, including pictures. So folks are really liking it so far.
We're traveling to our favorite state parks on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Missy Van Landit is with the DNR. You can join in with your favorite campsite, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Missy, in May, the DNR started this pilot program offering same-day reservations at 15 state parks. What have you seen out of that pilot program?
People are loving it. You know, so many folks maybe have last minute cancellations in their own plans, but they want to get out to state parks. So it's a nice opportunity for those of us like me who maybe say, I really want to go, but I don't want to show up and not know that there's a campsite. So you can get those same day reservations. Also within the season, you can get a single night reservation. If you're booking for next year, it's a 2-night minimum. But for this year, you can go for just 1 night, which is people really like.
So here's a fun fact to know and tell about you. You have visited almost every state park and trail in this state, except for one.
Except for one, yeah.
Would you like to divulge a little more information about that?
You know, this job, I'm so lucky to have this job. And in my personal life, you know, my family and I, we love state parks. So I've been able to get out to all the state parks and trails, all of the forests, and Wildcat Mountain is my missing piece. So I'm hoping to get out there this fall. But, you know, I love to explore and recreate in all forms. So it's fun to be able to get out to all of our properties.
When you go out, and I know you're going out midweek for job-related work, but you're out there on weekends mm-hmm. as well. Do you have any tips for packing, for getting ready to go out to a state park?
Well, I'm a list maker. So, you know, I love to make lists. There's tons of blogs online if you want to check it out. I would say, you know, go to our web pages if you're planning a trip. You know, search the property that you're looking to go to. There's rules if you're a rule follower. But there's also some tips and things out there for what to pack, knowing about firewood restrictions. But, you know, the nice thing is we are nestled in very supportive, great communities, and we've got concessionaires at our property. So if you forget something, there's likely something close by that you can go grab whatever it is you need.
So with the popular parks, this is a question I want to ask. Are some parks cleaner, showers warmer? Do you know, are there particular parks that have a little bit more amenities for that you would think of at home?
You know, most of our parks, I wouldn't say anyone is like cleaner or different mm-hmm. that way. Some parks do have a toilet shower building for taking showers where some don't. A great example is up in Douglas County. Pattison State Park has a shower building. Amnicon does not. So you may find the smaller, more remote parks, if you like that experience, don't have some of those amenities, but others do. And, you know, again, different recreational opportunities, but then different amenities for the things that are like at home too.
What are some great day trips to state parks that are closer to our cities and yet you still feel that escape?
You know, with Madison, I love to check out Mirror Lake. It's a really good day trip, 45 minutes. There's so many parks and trails. It's a good thing to do when you're thinking about, oh, summer's almost over, but how do I get outside and still enjoy things? Picnicking, throwing the bike on the car, going for a quick paddle. There are so many parks within an hour's drive of Milwaukee, Madison, Hudson or Minneapolis, so Green Bay. Lots of different parks out there to just enjoy before school starts.
Yeah, and speaking of school starting, I know that when my kids are in summer camp, they take a ton of these day trips to state parks. Governor Dodge mm-hmm. is one of their tried and true, you know, standards. What can we see at Governor Dodge?
You know, for kids, especially they go to the beach, and it's a very well-maintained beach. Stevens Falls is a little hidden gem. So many people look for waterfalls in the state and they don't think about the southern part of the state. Now, we're not talking the highest waterfall east of the Mississippi, but we are talking a great little waterfall that's easy to get to, wonderful trails, great camping, and also equestrian trails, another place to find that in the southern part of the state.
And so you would bring your horse and you can ride those trails.
Exactly.
So we've had a lot of severe weather in the state. How have state parks been impacted by the latest round of tornadoes and hail damage, storm damage?
You know, speaking of the last caller who talked about Hartman Creek, that was one that was hit pretty hard by a tornado a couple weeks ago. A lot of damage in the campground, but they managed to get it open within about 5 days. So in Straight Lake State Park had a lot of wind damage from a tornado. And more notably, a lot of our cooperative trails. So we have trails that the state owns, but our county partners help manage. And so more in the northwest and northeast part of the state, we've been pretty affected by all the trees that have come down, tens of thousands of acres on our state lands.
Does the DNR have any ideas on the books or potential for expanding for more state parks, or are we right at capacity right now?
You know, I don't know that we're even at capacity, but we also don't have any plans for current expansion. Okay. We are doing things to improve the parks that are already out there, adding trails, potentially campsites, electrifying additional campsites, new shower buildings, but no current plans to add any state parks right now.
Okay, so only a few weeks left of summer. In the last few seconds we have, what are some great options for us as we start to go back to school?
Think about the trails. It's an easy way to get out. You can spend a couple of hours if you're busy school shopping, getting the kids ready, not wanting to take a big trip. Check out the trails. It's what we call the window to outdoor recreation. So go for a hike, a bike ride, an ATV ride, whatever floats your boat, but get out there and explore the trails.
Missy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
And we've been talking about Wisconsin's state parks with Missy Van Landit. She's External Relations Chief with the Parks and Rec Management Program. That's part of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. It is Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. Coming up, we travel to a lunar festival that will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. It's music, dancing, a giant inflatable moon. It's right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.